Today we have the feast day of Our Lady of Sorrows. And Our Lady is such a wonderful mother, the great mother of God, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also our own personal spiritual mother. And we as Catholics not only accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, but we accept Mary as our own personal spiritual mother. And Our Lady, her life was filled with great joys, but she also experienced the cross. She experienced the sufferings of the Lord. In a sense, really, her life was all the mysteries of the Rosary, which include joy, sorrow, as well as the glory that she now enjoys in heaven. And all of our lives are like the Rosary as well. We have many great joys in life, but we also have the sorrowful mysteries that we go through as well. But we look forward to being with the Lord one day in His heavenly kingdom to experience the joy and the glory of His resurrection. Now, the sorrows of Our Lady in Scripture are principally seen as seven. Traditionally, these are called the seven dolors, or the seven sorrows of Our Lady. And the first one was called the Prophecy of Simeon. And this is when the Blessed Mother and St. Joseph took the baby Jesus to the temple at 40 days of age. Simeon took Jesus in his arms and said, "Now I can die in peace, for I have seen the Messiah." And then he turned to Mary, his mother, not to Joseph, but to Mary, because Simeon was probably told interiorly that Joseph would not be there at the foot of the cross, that Joseph would have died by the time Jesus was hung on the cross. But he turned to Mary and said that one day a sword of sorrow would pierce your soul. Now, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, when the soldier thrust the lance through Jesus' heart, Jesus was already dead, so he never felt that wound. But who was standing there at the foot of the cross? It was our Blessed Mother. She was the one who felt the wound of that piercing. And that's when the sword of sorrow pierced her heart and the prophecy of Simeon was fulfilled. And Mary had to live with that her entire life. Mary always lived under the shadow of the cross, knowing that one day a sword of sorrow would pierce her heart. The second sorrow of our Blessed Mother was the flight into Egypt. This is when they had heard that King Herod was trying to kill their child. And so Joseph had to take Mary and they had to leave their hometown. They had to travel to a foreign country and think of the fact that they were refugees in a foreign country, escaping for their very lives, trying to find shelter, trying to protect the Christ child. And so the exile that they endured for a number of years was the second sorrow of our Blessed Mother. And then when Jesus was 13 years of age, when he was 12 years of age, he went to Jerusalem, and there he stayed behind in the city. And this is the third sorrow of Our Lady, when she lost Jesus for 3 days and three nights. And this, of course, was something that we could hardly imagine, that here the Son of God had been entrusted to her care and to the care of St. Joseph. They had gone to Jerusalem, as was their custom. They had probably left the city through separate gates, the men through one gate of the city, the women through another gate. And there they traveled in their big caravan back to Nazareth, and they kept looking for Jesus. And that night, when they pitched camp, he was not there. And so, think of the pain and suffering that filled their heart as they went looking for their child, as they had to travel all the way back another day's journey, and finally on the third day found him in the temple. So think of our Blessed Mother's anguish as she looked for her child. And then the fourth sorrow of Our Lady is portrayed so beautifully in the movie The Passion of the Christ. And this is when Jesus meets his mother on the way to Calvary. And there's that beautiful flashback of how Our Lady had seen her son Jesus as a young boy trip and fall and hurt himself. Now she ran and embraced him and picked him up and held him close in her arms. And how now she was watching Jesus carry his cross on the way to Calvary. And as he fell, she ran to him and embraced him and helped him up and gave him strength to continue his journey to die for each one of us. The fifth sorrow of Our Lady is Mary standing at the foot of the cross. And I think this is so comforting, to moms and dads that have lost children through miscarriages or in other ways, because Our Lady is there standing by our side. Everybody has crosses to carry. Many of you have had heavy crosses to carry, but you don't have to carry your crosses alone. You have Jesus there, and you have Mary standing by your side. And how comforting that was to Jesus to know that His Blessed Mother was right there, standing by His side, praying and comforting Him with her presence. And we can also experience the presence of the Lord and the Blessed Mother even in the midst of pain and suffering, just as Mary was there to comfort Jesus on the way to Calvary. As she stood by His cross, so also she stands by each one of us, each one of you, as you carry your crosses in life. And then the sixth station, or the sixth sorrow of Our Lady, Jesus is taken down from the cross and placed in the arms of His mother. And this is so beautifully depicted as well in the movie on the Passion, when Mary is holding the lifeless body of her son, and how Michelangelo portrayed this in the Pietà, Mary holding the body of her beloved. And the last sorrow of Our Lady in Scripture is the burial of Jesus, when Mary had to get the shroud and wrap Jesus' body in the shroud and place Him in the tomb. And so today we think of the seven sorrows of Our Lady, and we ask our Blessed Mother's special intercession for all of our moms and dads that have lost children, and that our prayers of Our Lady will help to comfort them, to keep them always, keep all of you always close to Jesus. But notice that the story does not end on Good Friday. There is Easter morning. There is the resurrection. There is the great joy of heaven, and how your children who have died are in the arms of Jesus and the arms of Mary. And you will look forward to seeing them again and embracing them and knowing them and they knowing you. And that's a great truth of our faith, that this life is not the end of our existence, that we have a new life in heaven with Almighty God. And the fact that the children who have died are in perfect happiness, there is no doubt about that. The Church teaches that any children who die are in perfect happiness, and that you will one day see them again and get to hold them and get to embrace them. And the fact that they're in the arms of Jesus and Mary mean that they are now praying for you, and that their prayers for you will help you obtain eternal life with God as well. And so on this special feast day, I will now give a special blessing to all parents who have lost children. Heavenly Father, for those who trust in God, in the pain and sorrow there is consolation. In the face of despair there is hope. In the midst of death there is life. These parents, as we mourn the death of your children, we place ourselves in the hands of God and ask for strength, for healing, and for love. Compassionate God, soothe the hearts of these parents, and grant that through the prayers of Mary, who grieved by the cross of her son, you may enlighten their faith, give hope to their hearts, and peace to their lives. Lord, grant mercy to all the members of these families, and comfort them with the hope that one day we will all live with you and with your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.